you are the Messiah. Don't you therefore any more that you improve the condition or the demand of worship also? It's an economy. In order to improve business, in order to make business transactions more convenient. So it is a common. Because the Shia Baha'is, Amir Rokhi, choosing of Shabbat, that is there, and it's your good problem, Mishnah and Mishmar, Mishnah and Mishmar. So this concept, that usually, it's a common, has to, it's a common, has to have a reason, not only on the wire, but also on how the world twice is a common. Like man's washing. But he does it twice a day. Later, the person is asum shmer to mishmar, as is yom tov. So, we don't need any how. We don't have to appeal to the common sense of the ordinary human being. Because the purpose is yom tov. I mean, the term is that. So, this is the shita of Rabbi Yudani Batman. However, if you go over the Yonkes, in the Mishnah Yodai, so you'll see, if you go over the Yonkes, in the Mishnah Yodai, so you'll see that the Yonkes says, now, Shal Oma Abichem Zaka, Bichayim 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 Oma Abichem Zaka, so there is no difficulty. And when the son came to him, when he said, it wasn't mentioned just to push away and to repel the book. But it's only there. But he mentioned actually seeing in God. In the Abhijan color. But it really meant not only Abhijan color, but it meant alien of the world. Now, the Mishnah in Kerzeo Baraiti, in whom? Kerzeo Baraiti, in whom said that alien or other of Islam, let's say, alien of Islam or Shalitah is not Islam. Because it's not Islam, because it's not real person. Only God of Amish is becoming, but still the height, of the name of the individual of the person. But the height of the human being, of the man, is becoming. So the Lord says, he holds that the right just as the year of the individual is not becoming, only the God of Amish is becoming. So they are not going to be done because it's all new. Any of his image shifts with it. If the aim of the Lord would not be coming, so many Jews would be induced to convert the aim of his father and his mother, who deceived him, into that. We see what happens today. All kinds of impurities are perpetrated and is considered to be an ethical act. So, it is his mother's learning. It was also the same psychology work. So that's why the Chachamim were mistaken. That's why the Chachamim were mistaken in the delay of the Mishnah. So, don't say that they didn't say that because Mishnah, I didn't say it just in collapsing the cookie. But in the end, so, why and ignore it? Why was the Chachamim not exactly the name of the veil? Because I'm the writer of the world at the best. The name of the veil is not the same. The Makor is the only the Boso, and the Obnoto is not the same. The only the Boso, Kadai is not the same. Still the Chachamim was exactly Ricordo che io volto un titanio, ricordo che io un primo, il cammino, il nato titanio. Sono guai, sono il mio perché c'è il viaggio o dono, c'è il viaggio o dono, atmen, sono, c'è il viaggio o dono, sono limitavate i sentimenti, non so, ricordo che io o dono, sono stirri, stirri di vecchi, c'è il nato stirri. And then, when he said, so it's much more than this, John said, from the Russian Islam, we don't discover it out explicitly, but it's much more than this, John said, that everything that the tradition is that I said to the Pusin, is all that, the Rav, the Lord said, he told me to repel the looking, but not again, but it is shown that it's much more, that everything that the tradition is that I said to the Pusin, is all that. Now, one of the things that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to the Sukkim was that he said the Torah now, he should know the Torah now, that the reason as to why the Kisri Akim is not a divine, he should not be the Mishnah. How can that be the end of the Mishnah? What he said, that the reason as to why Kisri Akim is not a divine, is in order to deter the Jews from placing the Torah together with the Kisri Akim. Yes, there is a reason. A positive decision is beyond the betrayal of the Rabbin. The Rabbin of Moish is the discomfort that ordinarily in Taconic has to have become not only on the wider of the Bolsan, but how long as wider than Taconic, like Mani Moish. But there's no education to fear. Fear require only, no one require only a town on the wider, not on the outer. So it's not about business. How? The purpose is to make the Mishnah and Mishmah. So we don't have to give it up the home as expected, to give it up on the house. This is the sheet of the Rabbin of Noah, which is very important. But the decision is the Rabbin of the country. The Jews is in regard to the country. So usually, the usual rule is that there has to be a town not only on the wide level but also on the high level, so in respect to this is also usual. So there has to be a town not only on the wide level but also on the high level. So maybe in fact, so it was a good question that was raised. Again, the question, young Taki, all right. The town is with the wide, but it has to appeal to the common to the logic of the person. It chucks the common sense of the one who's not in the soul. When we hear that the Dalek is the home of the Nakim, the Sifri of Mirus, which is Sifri Mirus, so you're not contending in your life. And that's what is the affiliation, the Kiddush Kodoshim, in the Dalek of life. How is it? It doesn't appeal to the common sense. It doesn't appeal to the common sense. So according to the Rav, he doesn't have to appeal to the common sense. According to the Jonathan, usually he has to appeal to the common sense. In other words, so why? The town and the rival is because of Tumor. The town, that's why it's appealing to the common sense, he shall regard the Shir. In other words, so it appeals to the common sense of the average person, even if he's not even God. So that is the Shir of the Jonathan. Now, as we see here, the machlokes between the Rav and the Noe and the decision as well as this council, the ordinary is a contra-comment. So, has to have a task on the house of also over the board, the task on the wider goal. So, according to the Rav, and at the moment, the other machine will agree with the Rav. So, it's not only a wise tackle, it's a wise idea. Is applying to clear it as well. So, I think this is the majority between Rashi according to the second Washington. So Rashi shakti is like coming down. Except that Rashi is now in the chain and he says the reason why the Hakobi said the book and the final door is because there is a certain purpose. And come down, look, just that way through, no time, we don't designate it that way through. Because Moist Blue is a very good town and the wider. But it still doesn't explain the how. It can still explain.
That the woman in now women should commit adultery in the presence of religion, and when there is a woman, she should be covered up only in the materialism. That's a highly unusual situation. So remember that this is clear. But in order to be of our life, we want to get committed in the presence of religion. It is not the presence of religion. But over there, the question, maybe the husband will do one of the to cover up. So one of the machinism here is the woman is Islamic, and no lady and will not be Islamic. Show together that she was Islamic. Then every time the husband is with her, they will have the answer. That's what I'm saying. It's not a question of one of them, but it's a question of the constant life. He did. So, in order to prevent a permanent life in sin, so the Chachamim are ready to make the Kohen even because of the new generation. In order to prevent what you are there, so the Chachamim are not going to make the Kohen. But in order to prevent a regular sinful life, so there, the Chachamim are ready to be stuck in the Kohen. Even for you say that it was how are you? You're not going any further because it's for me. I would like to start the first year, which will be the first year, which will be recorded at 9:15. Not 9:30, but 9:15. And then the second year, student at 3.
Divot Zain El Haytov Shin Mem Aleph, September 9, 1981, on Sunday.
Oh, it could be the flipping of the evidence easily discussed in the following body, because if the Mishnah excludes the idea, then the Mishnah would have to say, Hoeved Hoeved. Because when the Mishnah is wishing to discuss it in the Mishnah does not mean even the wrong meaning for a Mishnah, but the Mishnah is an adjective, the Shema Teya. So if the Mishnah has used the idea, then the Mishnah would have to use the idea in respect to Eved and in the Hoeved Hoeved. But, so why doesn't the Mishnah say, Hoeved Hoeved? It is the shame. So, the answer is, because that's not the Derech Hashav, without a question. I mean, to use two ideas, in the Shemeshev and in the Shemateya. So because of that, the Mishnah uses the washing of Eved Hoeved in the Shemeshev. Now, so it says, but, when could the Mishnah use Hoeved Hoeved? So then, Hoeved, what is that? They have a Mishnah Eved Hoeved. Aber sie sich zu bekommen, der Riesen, die Ideen haben wir nicht mehr. Hoeved Hoeved, they need double. But if it can be double, so then, the proper expression would be, Hoeved Hoeved, if it can be double. What does it mean double? What does it mean double? Double means in the genitive sense, in the possessive sense. Now, suppose if the Mishnah has reference not to an event who is the Hebrew, who is the Jew. That's what the real Mishnah means when the Mishnah is usually discussed with every Hebrew. What does it mean? It doesn't mean an event owned by anybody, because it means an event who is the Hebrew himself, not owned. Now, if the Mishnah has reference to an Eved who is owned by you, then it would be the Shlichus. So then the proper expression would be, Ho'erdim. This is how the Masho explains the thing.
Owned by Hebrew,
So then the proper way of expressing it would be, Eved Hoyi, not Ho Eved Yisrael. I think that the Masho can be explained. Can be explained. Because it's true that you can contain Eved Hoyi in the general sense. But there is a difference between the expression Eved Hoyi in the general sense and Hoyi in the general sense. Because if you want to say, now, the hey idea is really in English, the hey idea is replaced the English word of God in Kenshokon without the idea. It is ancient. You can say, Hashokon, so it's not in English, it would be ancient, but God. So the hey idea really is the equivalent of the English word God, Kenshokon. Able, but if you say happen there, it doesn't mean a book, but the book, the particular book. So, in other words, if we say, I think that what Mashiach also knows what the Shah said, that the idea is attached to the Nisma only the Derech HaDot. And usually it's not attached to the Nisma. Because it's attached to the mouth. Why is it so? Because it all depends what you want to express. If you say, let's say, you want to express that you are referring to a servant explained all by it. So sometimes you want to emphasize a particular place. And you're not concerned with the particular owner. You're only concerned to emphasize a specific place. A specific place. As far as the owner is concerned, you're not trying to emphasize a specific owner. You want to express, if you're referring to a specific place owned by any people. So then the proper way you would be to attempt the hey idea to the Nisma, not the Nisma. But it's true what the Nisma says, that we find the hey idea attached to the Nisma only the other. It's very simple. Why? Because usually when you refer to a slave owned by a people, you are not trying to emphasize, you are not referring to a specific slave owned by enemies. But you are referring to a slave that is owned by a particular people. So if you want to express, if you are referring to any slave who is owned by a particular people, so then, since you are emphasizing, you are trying to emphasize the particularness of the owner, so then the proper expression is Eved Hoyi. In English, Eved Hoyi would be a slave of God. In other words, if you talk about a certain slave, so owned by the lady, and there is a slave that is owned by sinners, and there is a slave that is owned by Yehuda, and you want to refer to emphasize the slave that is owned by women. So then the proper word would be Eved Hoyi, the slave owned by certain specific Jews. Certain specific Jews. Usually, when we do use the idea of the Nisma, we are not trying to emphasize the specificness of the slave, but rather the specificness of the owner. So if you want to emphasize the specificity of the owner, so then the proper expression is Eved Hoyi, because you want to emphasize that this place is owned by a particular Jew. So then the proper expression is Eved Hoyi. But if for some reason you want to use the hey idea, you deal but the identity, not the specificness of the owner. You don't care about the specificness of the owner. You only care to emphasize the specificness of the slave, of the servant. Then the proper expression would be, the regarding those and goods, we can see the desire of others we do find is an act. Why? Why is there reason? So it's not just the desire of others is separation. No, why is only very seldom we find? Because usually when we person and reference to something in a gentle sense, so in the reference he tries to emphasize the specificness of the master, not the master. If the person is to emphasize the specificness of the master, so then the whole idea is attached to the master, not to the master. But there are those who define the whole idea being attached to the master. Why? Because in those isolated cases, so the emphasis is upon the specificness of the listener. So then, in other words, that is the way. Sometimes I want to emphasize the specificness of the master. I want to emphasize the specificness of the owner, not of them. And sometimes I want to emphasize the specificness of the listener, of the slave,
of the servant.
So that way,
when the master says
the desire double, if there are doubles, so then the very idea is to be attached to the listener, to the heaven, or the beauty. So he has reference to a situation where the emphasis is upon the specificness and the particularity of the listener.
So
then the proper expression is coercive, in which it would mean the slave of a I don't care who the owner is. It can be anybody can be the owner. The woman can be human. Can be anyone. So then, what I'm trying to emphasize, the particularity of the listener. So then the idea is to be attached to the listener. Why do you deserve a goal? Because usually, when we do the idea, one tries to emphasize the particularity of the master. Now, he wants to say, and a servant of God. Now then, if he wants to say, a servant of God, so then the idea is the head. He's placed before the master, not before the master. Oh, I get one way. And then, I think the picture could be explained, not in accordance with the master. Of course, again, there is a chart. Does not even the other chart in Hitler. Because the chart realized that from Hitler is much more like the master. But today, according to the whole idea, it's not that way.
Because only the role,
the idea is attached to the master. And usually, it is attached to the master, not to the
master. But it is possible the interest you find in life, not the way the master and the self-interest.
The
certain expression,
you see, the master is that when interest uses the expression double, he means the genetic self, possessed. So that's why the Rishad mentions the point that we don't find in the possessive the idea in the self. To the listener have said the dialogue.
But
we find certain expressions in the Torah. Now let's see. Alright. Nazim. Hey,
he moved the Lord
in you. He has seen the Hazel. But me
has seen the Lord.
He did not go at it.
So,
you find in Homer, there is a hyphen between Lord
and the Lord.
It's clear. And it's meant to be
chayyim.
That's why I say it. The Lord is because it's chayyim. One day it's chayyim. Now, how does lender this expression?
Who is
the Lord?
So it's going to say,
اینون اخیر کدام های بیمو دخل
نبر
بیتوائی همین لازم که بیتوائی بیمین کنی
بیتوائی خواهی
اکانی که دیر و دوره به سرمیزه داره they antagonize you, you need to realize it's antagonizing you,
but they don't come to you.
So they antagonize you with a non-God, non-dead God. That's why you fail. That's why you fail. And then again,
you the whole activity,
law and law, and a single law, Chazos in the common goal, we know about the Bible, we know there is no hyphen here, in the country, he will be able to raise the hyphen. But here, he used to hold a change in your law, and the king of the Jom Chazos in the common goal, we know about the Bible, so in the law, a law, it means to be prayer, but it's also, it's a heavy hyphen. For some reason, there is no hyphen here.
In
Portland, of our
there is a hyphen,
but it has the same meaning. Incorrect,
dangerous.
That way,
in what you desire,
the doctor is taking the rest of the way. In no doubt, they are to sacrifice the demons. No doubt. So again,
in other words,
what is the hyphen represent?
Hyphen represents
that the two words are like one word. In other words, his community the name. So, it's not, the law is not an entity. You can be involved in the legacy, you can be member. I mean, but we are part of the connection. A young God. So we have such words, where it's like, we part of the connection. So, his community doesn't, not the way the majority of them, doesn't mean the different things, but he means that if in every, in other words, the whole is not the family business, or every other business, particularly people who can be paid, have a business, or every whole people is saying that, but if it's taking double, if it's taking double, then they could say, for every business, in other words, you could use the expression of every business, let's say, if you like. However, I think it's that easy. So then, every evil would be one word, like Moya Loa in non-God. So, you could use hot head, and if you want to put a letter like parenthesis, as a dead evil. So then, everything evil would constitute one word, and that's what makes it mean, perhaps, by God. Not double in the general sense, but double in the sense that it's one word. Like law and law. So there is a, so every evil together is comes into the next. Every evil is one word, and the head relating to the text of the world. So he says, if the listener has learned to do every evil in the sense of part of the connection, then the proper expression will be, hold everything.
Because the crowd,
anyone in the army doesn't
know what you don't.
The more it comes about many times,
the existing desire of God, the conflict between the existing and the earth, the existing desire of God's existence. But the existing requires God's existence. But the reason is more that the existing requires God. The reason is more.
But it's the same thing. That when you become the Hoche, Nathan is a sure, have a mere fool of God. So that's why you don't use the expression Nathan is a sure. Because it cannot be my God. So that's why Satan is saying here the fact that not only do you require that to ensure, but even doing requires.
Days in Ksuvos, Hey El, Hey Tov Shin Mem Aleph, September 4th, 1981, on Friday.
But Ksuvos is Israel, she can tell us anyway. So Rashi says, so Abraham says, it's very good, in Abraham. The whole reason is why the Chachom in Heshet in Yisaki, that Ksuvos is Israel, it was only in connection with the Mishas game. But because of the proof, because it wouldn't be right to apply one requirement to a Mishas Israel and not to a Mishas game and not to a Mishas Israel. So because of that, in order there shouldn't be any discrimination. So the Chachamim enacted that every Psula, whether she's a Mishas Kayan or a Mishas Yisroel, so has to be listed as Limon. That's how it is. Rashi explains it differently. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi explains it on the basis of the fact that as a result of the husband's the presentation of the kindness in Bezdi, so it will conduce a call. So if the Aradim who observe this news, so they come to this. Come to this. And then this is as the Kashi against Rashi, because the Lord says that says, Omer Abrezeh, Ha'iba Pesach Hosua Chatzosi, Nehme Reishcholo, so Omer Abayla, Hanam Hanuti Yone, Psulu Yisrim Malvi, why Shimu Yotan Psulu Yimashi Yubezi? So it's a Rashi, so that Rezeh's Din, that is Nehme. So Bishleine Kontra Mutam will understand Abayis Memo because the whole Takonia was because of Ishis Kehen and Ishis Kehen Zasuo and the Chachomim of Misakim that even Ishis Yisroel Psula should be listened to be because of the proof, but according to Rashi the whole purpose was to conduce a call. So what's the Raya that is Memo? Maybe it's not Memo, but Chachomim of Misakim listened to be in order to conduce a call. So Tisa says in the first act, this isn't that it's still alive, even though the purpose was to conduce a call, so that if basically is so that if the Arab who observe this news, they will come to basically and they'll testify. So that is only Shaya. When is it conducive to call? If it is left, if it is a book. But if it's not a book, then it's not conducive to the call. Now, so what is the Chiddush of Rebbeza that he is involved? Because we couldn't say the Chiddush of Rebbeza is that the Baal has the monies vis-a-vis himself. That's an issue for Reches, Shabbat and Abshad Tichad Yisuel. But the Chiddush of Rebbeza is that we don't say he's not knowledgeable. So in many ways, it's not Shayach to apply the Deen of Shabbat and Abshad Yisuel. So the Chiddush of Rebbeza's memory is that he is knowledgeable. Now, so if he is knowledgeable, then it's conducive to the call. But if he's not knowledgeable, so it's not even conducive to the call. So that's why Abaye says, Avanan Amidion. Now, the Ram says the same thing, but the Ram spells out one additional point. The text doesn't spell out. The Ram equates it with the Moran in Pzochim of Tuviachot of the same Migat, even though he doesn't mention that anymore. But he says in Shaskinis, Besten suppresses the woman and Besten reprimands the Baal. If we want, Besten does not reprimand the Baal because our awareness, we say he is a donkey. But if the Aloha had been that he is not a donkey, then not only he wouldn't be Nemon, but Dresden would recommend the Baal for coming to Dresden and being Mitzras against his wife. Tasteless, those tastes mean the same thing. So it all depends. If the expression Kiyeku Shun Tov has reference to Dresden, then tasteless says everything that Ran says. But it's possible that the expression Kiyeku Shun Tov has reference to the public. Not, but, so it's still the same shot as the Ran. But there is a difference between the Ran and tasteless. The difference consists in the question as to whether, in regard to the question as to whether, assuming that the Baal is not knowledgeable, is not evoking, will Bezdin recommend the Baal or not? So according to the Ram, Bezdin will recommend the Baal, and according to Tisres, if we want to assume that he's not evoking, but Bezdin wouldn't recommend the Baal. Why shouldn't Bezdin recommend the Baal? Why is it different than the case of Tiddy Hoto? This is Niga, he won't have to be doing something. So I mentioned that Ramin Shalchure, Ramin Shalchure says that in Ethan Yahoo, so an Avera committed by somebody else, even though he's not allowed to come to Dresden because it would be just washing home, but he is required to tell the Rebbe of that person in order that if he knows that the Rebbe of that person will accept his testimony. So there is no way to tell the Rebbe, in order that the Rebbe should do something about it, should chastise the Talmud who committed the Avera. In other words, so then it doesn't involve any self-assurance because it's done for a constructive purpose. So it could be, if the Pshat in Tesis is, Kiyenku Shuito does not refer to Bezdin, but to the public, that means Bezdin is not going to be mashkikim, he's not going to reprimand the husband. Even if we assume that the husband is not evoking, why not? Because even if we were to assume that the husband is not evoking, so the male we cannot apply the law of Tichana, Sheshad and Abshech Tichana Yisur. But it's still possible that he has the right impression. After all, he has the impression, he is convinced, subjectively, he is convinced that he observed the best of the Suach. In other words, he observed that she was Mizan. But we say he's not evoking, he might make a mistake. He might make a mistake, and he might not make a mistake. So since it's possible that he's not making a mistake, so maybe it's not also for him to come to Dresden and empty out his heart. After all, his conscience bothers him, because he thinks that she was Mizan. And so the Ran mentions a very big Chiddush. The Ran, apparently the Ran holds, the Ran says that if we were to assume that he's not evoking, then when dying that Bezdin wouldn't tell him she's Asura, but Bezdin would even recommend it. Even in the case of Eshes Kedem, Bezdin would recommend it. So the Ran Shiddi is that on account of the fact that there is a Loch of Yitzhak Tishkita himself. So one of the halachas of the Tzarek Tishkan Sefer is that you have to be done a person who comes schools. So if we were to assume that the husband is not evoking, so then the husband is mechuyeh to rebuttal his impression and not even to mention it to this. That's the shit of the Ram. But it's could be chayit on that. Even if we were to assume that if the husband is not evoking, but it's still possible that he has a right impression that he's not making a mistake, so maybe he's not required to suppress his impression and to be quiet, but he still has a right to come to Bezdin. But then, if that would have been that he's not evoking, so then Bezdin would tell him, you don't have to divorce her, even if she's a vicious gay. But Bezdin wouldn't recommend it. So that depends. What the expression of the English we talk refers to, whether it refers to Bezdin, then Tesis Pshat is the identical Pshat of Haran, or it refers to the public, then it's not the identical, but the Pshat is still substantially the same anyway. Yes, what?
Mahalachad, is there really a difference between Tosfot and the Ran? Because don't we pass
them? Not in this particular case, there is no difference, because our Remes, he is evolved. So it's not Chayat, so of course Die is in college to come to this. Even by his soil and by his skin, he's not willing to come to this.
Does anybody is considered to be a bhakti?
Why, well, everybody is considered to be a bhakti. Okay. What is it?
Why is everybody
considered to be a bhakti? Because that's the way it is. There is no mandoma that this, who distinguishes between the bhakti and the nos. But the Rambam doesn't mention this distinction. The Torah does mention. So, according to the Torah, so in regard to when the husband is a bocha, he was never married. So then he's not a bocha. So then he's not memory of his soul. So then there will be an akine between Teisa Shitendra, according to the Torah, who passed this Rabachol's deal, that there is a distinction between the bocha and the bocha. Alright, so that's one terrace thesis. Then Teisa said, ואיתי שתי לנדם בפרשת אינטרס ואולי ניסעתי שתהניס עשרים את הערב בשביל שם לסבור על בעידים אבל כמדי משזכנו מפחוסו מבשורש אם אמרו איסרו תיקנו שתהניס את גרדים גם בשום מה שתיקנו משום שמתרקה כמצעקר ויסבר על גבור על בעידים ואשר מה יישא מה ישפר מה סניסים משזכנו ופחוסם בשורש למה איסרו. So the second tenet in Teisves, second Moshe in Teisves, is very similar to Rabbi Tamshi. So actually, according to the second Moshe in Teisves, Rashi is also saying something similar to Rabbi Tam. What did Rabbi Tam say? That the whole Takonah was made because of Eishes Kei, not because of Eishes Yisrael. The Takonah would never have enacted this Takonah of Tzur Yisrael Mabim if there hadn't been the case of Eishes Kei. The Chachamim enacted it because of Eishes Kei. So they had to be misaki that the Psalm Eishes Kei is missing of me. Once the Chachamim enacted that the Psalm that it gets married to Kei has to be missing only on Wednesday, so never they were forced to apply it to Eishes soil too on the basis of the concept of the book. What is Teisa saying in Rashi, the second portion, וגם בפיר שהקונטרס לא היו מסכנו שתהניס אסלו מנדלו משום שם הוא מסבור על דהיני אבל כאילו דבר שזכירים לפרוסם בשורש אם אמרו לסחול עוד תקנו שתהניס את דודים גם משום או שם תקנו שמשום שמתרקח יצי הכל ויסבור לאדור על דהיני. That's what he says. So the question is, מה אפשר? So why was Rashi able to be married to the Shem so much? So what did he say with you? In final analysis, according to the second Russian cases, Rashi's explanation is also based upon the concept of the book. So why does he have to be married with Shemi so much, Rashi? Because if you come, so then it will come to see calls, people start talking, and the woman will circulate, so if there are any who did observe, so they will be allowed to come to this. Why do they have to say that? Look who? So, apparently, this is based upon a certain concept that I mentioned in Shul many times, because it's a very important concept. That's a Gemara in Gittin. I mentioned that every year, in connection with a certain demand. There is a law called Mamishlosh. What does Mamishlosh mean? Like what is Chachamot? Let's say Rube deposited a chinket to Shimon. And Shimon and Rube, the matki. Ruben is the Matki, Shimon is the Nifki. And Ruben wants to give away the Chepetz to him, but the Chepetz is Gershus, Shimon, the Nifki. So if Ruben, Shimon, Nifki, stand in one room, and Ruben says to Ruben the Matki, says to Shimon the Nifki, listen, the diamond watch that I deposited with you, so you give it to him. So then, Levi acquires title in the diamond watch. Even though no kinyan, no matikin, nothing, just a little power. So that's Takonis Chacham. That's Manus Loshin. So Manus Loshin applies to Pikodin, and Manus Loshin applies also to, let's say, if women earn $1,000, if women earn $1,000 to Shimon, and then women decides to transfer the Shibudim, the loan, the promissory note, I mean, it can be near Baalpeh, it can be near the Mishtar. It doesn't have to be near the Mishtar. And the loan, the Shibudim, he wants to transfer to him. Ruben, the Maor, wants to transfer to him. So, there is, like this, a new Ishtores can be transferred by Xidon Yisina, in other words, if he writes another Shtar, and this Shtar, but suppose it's near Baalpeh. So there is one way of transferring in New Baalpeh. In other words, Ruben, Shimon and Levi happen to be in the same room. And Ruben says to Shimon, you got $100,000, you have to pay it out, let's say, in half a year. So when you pay me the $1,000 in half a year, instead of paying it to me, you pay it to them, because I don't blame you to have the money. So then Levi becomes entitled to collect, to the collection of that loan from Shimon. Again, Takonis Chacham. So in other words, Chacham Yom Mizake, Maimut Shloshim, should be a Kinyan by Pikodin and by Levi. So the Gemara says that Maimut Shloshim is one of the three things that are Hilchas and the Loan Time. Hilchas and the Loan Time. The Gemara that we don't do. So the Gemara says, Hanet Lach Hilo Yishad Hilo Rabon Kiyot and the Loan Time. Chodoh, Maimut Shloshim. Vino Chodoh Amar Avin Amar Shmuel Hakizit Kol Mechosot Mishtei Mei Osra Rapetot. In other words, if the husband made his wife into, transferred all the nechots into his wife, and they showed her, and he didn't give anything, he didn't transfer anything to his children, just to his wife, so the Chachomim of Mizaki, so neither I said, he just did that for the children. So he transferred all the nechots into his wife, she becomes the owner, she gets tired of all the nechots, and the children don't get anything. Then when he dies, the children don't get a thing, not a penny. That's the rise. Chachom Yom Mizakim, that in such a case, the woman should act as a trustee. The Hito, Yom Rav Hanani, Amash and Isha, may go to the bias coming. If he married more in a certain bias, so he had bias title in that bias. I mean, today it's not Shaya, because that was only Shaya, Man Hazal, when weddings took place in the shoes of the father, and the wedding didn't take place in a hall. Mashenki today, when weddings take place in a hall, so it's not chaya to say this. But that was also a takon. So these three takones are Hilchas and Loitam. So Tesis and Rosh, they all say that even though Manich Roshni and the other takones also. So, is Hilchas and Loitam, it doesn't mean it has no time. It has a time, because the Chachomim on the Sakim Manus Loshim, why? In order to enable business people to transact, to make transactions. Because if there wouldn't be any Manus Loshim, it would sometimes, when one businessman wants to transfer the debt that somebody owes him to another person, he won't be able to do it. How will he do it? Bishlo Nur Mishtar, all right, so you can write Mishtar on the Nur Mishtar. But the Nur Baalpeh, you cannot make a Mishicha in the Baalpeh. This is an intangible thing. So business would be handicapped if not for the King of Manishosh. So, and the other King of Manishosh, also there is a time. But, so why would we never say that Manishosh and the other King of Manishosh are Yom Chazal Mitaimeh? Because there is no time as to how it is affected. Let's say, other kingdoms, so in the third time, Shikha, wait, now. So let's say, according to Roman Dogma, Mishikha is in Rabbah. But we understand how Mishikha is affected, because Mishikha means that there is exercise of dominion. In other words, he takes a hold of the Khalifa. So we understand how it is affected. But Manich Loshim, they just Fight the army and just the people. Who then the Mavki says to the Nitke? The Mavki says to the Nitke in the presence of the Mikabel. You give it away. So the Mikabel requires that. How is it effective? There is no, it's not like all the other economy that in Shikha Abdul, so there's an exercise of the limit. So we understand it very well. It's reasonable. I mean, the key, the effectiveness of the king, it appeals to the common sense of the person. Masha'iki Manishwashi, it doesn't appeal to the common sense of the person. I mean, how is title transferred just because the market says to the Nitke, you give that trinket instead of returning it to me, you give it to him. So in other words, what we see? So we see from this regime of the Bosch of Israel that ordinarily, Manishwashi is an exception. But ordinarily, so every Takonska community has to have two times. One time as to the why. Why are the Chachamim misaki? There has to be a reason why the Chachamim misaki. And then, normally, there has to be a reason as to the how. How it works, how it operates. So Manitzvoshten, not what else. So, let's say, Mishir. So there is a time as to the why, and there is a time as to the how. We can understand it appeals to the common sense of the person that the Mashiach should affect a transfer of life. Mashiach came, Manish Washington, there is a wonderful reason as to the why the Chachamim misaki. Because without that Chachamim of Manish Washington, business transactions would be substantially altered. If one businessman would like to transfer a debt that another businessman owes him to a third businessman, and won't be able to do it, that will retard business. But so there is a very good reason as to why. But how does it work? That's what it happens. That's what it happens. But ordinarily, every takone has tiny mantura. One time that takone has usually on the level of the why. Why the takone is such? And then another time is on the level of how it works. Some melech, this is the pshat in Rashi. I mean the second washing in Rashi. Rashi, the second washing in Rashi means that actually the Takana was elected of Sunni's liberty, so it was primarily elected because of Vishiskeya, and so of course, the Chachamim had to elect because it, in case he finds a tiny tzuri, so there the Al-Kadim is taking the rights of the home, she's a sultan. So later, the Chachamim elected that the Psula Yisheskeya has to be Yisheskeya Nabi in order to be Matzah, some husbands from Nabeya. But, and the Chachamim did not have to elect the Chachamim if they had on the score of Yisheskeya. Because if she's spoiled, even if she only is out, it's still a spectator, it's still there. But, on account of the group, Rabbi Tam says, they applied it once, they had to apply it to the Mishiskeya in order that there should be an undesirable condition of inequality of discrimination. Because if the Tzura gets married in the Kayan, so then only one day in the week, and if it's true gets married to Israel, so there will be discrimination. It will look like discrimination. So you may say, that's the book. That's the time of the book. So the Chachamim applied it to everybody, not only to Yisheskeya, but to Yisheskeya also. So the book is very easy on the level of what? Because it's not a desirable situation. If Takonis Chachamim look discriminate, it's not a desirable state of affairs. But how does it? It has to make sense. Bishleim vis-a-vis Yisheskeya. So it makes sense that the Takonis be not in that. In order you should be able to present his standard, and then best you will tell him you have to divorce her. But But vis-a-vis Eshes Yisrael, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So Rashi, so, and we see from the Rishonim that usually, there are exceptions, but usually, every Takonis Chachomim has to have a reason not only on the why level, but on the how level too. So what is the reason on the how level? So Rashi says, there is, it does make sense. It's not just a chukko shechokakti lochem, eimcho vishus laharam. It does make sense. How does it make sense? Because as a result of this obligation of being Nisei, being Odi, so it is conducive to the goal. So it makes sense, but that is not sufficient to motivate the Chachamim into the Nakona. But, and since there was a good reason as to the what, so in a way, they, because of the Puruk, so, but it has to make sense, it has to appeal to the Sikha Koshit of the person, so in a way, that is the Tam and the how. So, obviously, the Tam is not married so much, so Ramatam doesn't resort to it. Ramatam doesn't resort to it. And Ramatam says, we're not interested. It should make sense. If the Hakonim feel there is a purpose in an activity of the Hakonim, so then the Hakonim, I'm exactly the Hakonim. It doesn't have to appeal to the sick or portion of the human being. But one second. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say in the Gemara to Bamish Roshni that these Bamish Roshni to other Hakonis are exceptions? Here the same time, in the Rosh and Kesha say, it's not that it's no time at all. There is a very good time, but there is no time, there are exceptions in the sense that there is no time, there is no business to how it works. So it's an exception. So generally, there should be time as to how it works also, not only as to why the Chachamim are misakim. So why does the time see here explain it simply on the basis of the book? Now I want to go over a certain mission in your body. Peridalot of the Dalim Mishnevom. Eimrim Zduki. Kudrim Olu Alechem Kusim. Sheatem Eimrim Kisvei Akidesh Mitame Asi Yodan. Now the Chachon Mo Misakei that if somebody touches Kisvei Akidesh, so his hands become sheer to him. In other words, if somebody today we don't have Eichel Truma, unfortunately. But when we have Eichel Truma, so anyone who touched this Ibatol, who touched the Ngir, who touched this Ve'akidesh, could not eat Trum until he washed his hands. Could not eat Trum until he washed his hands. Why? Because you're dying. Because Kis Ve'akidesh is in the Tamil Sela. So in other words, if a person touches Kis Ve'akidesh, so he is your dying company. Why the Chachamim misakim such an apparently strange takone? I mean, so they had a reason, they had a very good reason, because people were accustomed to place Kisvei HaKedesh near the Truma pool. So let's say the Kehanim were in the Truma pool, or even in Israel, until he can turn it over to the king, so he had to keep the Truma in his possession. So people were accustomed to keep the Kisvei HaKedesh in the same drawer, the same shelves, in the same closets as the Truma. Why? Because they said Truma is Kedesh and Kisvei HaKedesh is Kedesh. So what was the result? So the Argonim, the mice, were very attracted towards the Truma food. They were attracted towards all food, including Truma food. So remember that Darboim came and they did some devastation on the Kisvei HaKedesh. So it was a preserving of the Kisvei HaKedesh. So in order now to tell all Jews, don't keep the Kisrakim together with Umokur. That would be the miracle. That's the psychology of being. So how in order to deter the Jews from placing and from storing the tomb of food together with Kisrakimish, we know Misaki, that Kisrakimish will come as you die. So remember that put a stop to the placing of the tomb of food together with Kisrakimish, because it would be done as you die, they wouldn't be able to touch the tomb of food. They wouldn't be able to touch the tomb of food, because tomb of so there is a shlishi in tumor. Now, if somebody is Yodayim Atomei, and then with the Tomei Yodayim, he'll touch the tumor food, so it will be possible. No one will read it. No one will read it. And then, so the tumor will become a shlishi, because the Yodayim became a shame in tumor as a result of the Yodayim's handling. The Kisrakim. So that is a very good reason. So the Stukim, so they were not causing, they didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat, and they had no respect and reverence for the Chachamim. So they criticize the Chachamim. I mean, they do such ridiculous things. They say that Kisrakim, which is so holy, contaminates the hand of the person who entered the Kisrakim. So he says, so they ridicule the Chachamim, and they said, "Kolim on Rabbi Chafusi, she'atem imrim kitzra kedesh mitamin asedayim b'sifre omiras asav upshot in sifre omiras." The one pshat, which seems to be very, very simple, is that it has reference to Homer, the Greek writer. So Homer's books. So that's Greek mythology. I mean, it deals with Agrizore. So it's the contrast of Kisrakimish. Kisrakimish is the essence of Grisha, and Homer's books is just the opposite. So still, the Tzvukim said to the Kusim, so you say that if somebody touches Homer's books, his hands do not become contaminated. But if he touches his inner Homer, which is Kedesh Kodoshim, his hands become contaminated. Does it make sense? I mean, that was their argument. So, Omar Abichan ben Zakkai. Now, at first blush, this amazes us. I mean, the Mishneh, the other of the Mishneh, to mention, I mean, that the criticisms by Apikosi, there were other criticisms also. That wasn't the only criticism. I mean, who cares what the Tzvukim said? But still, it's a Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentions the whole discussion between the Tzvukim and the Pusim. So the Pusim said to Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, I mean, your takones are ridiculous. So you say that Kisra Kerish Mitavisa. If somebody handles the Sivat Torah, his hand becomes contaminated. If somebody handles volume of news of our result, Homer. So then the hands do not become contaminated. Omer Abichan ben Zakkai, v'cha'inu lo ha'pushim al zulimah, Abichan ben Zakkai said, and the only time that pushing is just this, is our. And the time is against other allies that the pushing say. Ha'ayim mevni, atzmas ha'meya te'er, mevni, is mitame. The Magia, the Masa, but what is Mitame? What are the Pushim saying? The Torah Malpeh declares. Only the Bosso of the Neveir, of the Chameya, is Mitame. But the Atzonim is the Bos of the Neveir, is not Mitame. The Atzonim is Yechan and King Godo. Don't be like Yechan and King Godo. It's another. Every human being. So the Atzonim is also Mitame. So the Tzadzi Soil points out, why do you mention Atzonim Yechan and King Godo? Because there was an innuendo in that expression of the God. It doesn't mean Yechad HaGod. Yechad HaGod is a human being. A human being is mitame. Yechad HaGod is a human being, says all sometimes. But why did he mention, why did Rabbi Yechad Zakkai mention Dafke Yechad HaGod? So there is an innuendo. Because Yechad HaGod was a tzaddik, kolo, and then at the age of 8 he turned into its nikkim. So in other words, and he was the king. So he mentioned, at means Yirkan King God. I mean, he was a king God. I mean, everybody had to admit that he was in the kind of king God. But then at the end, he turned into its nikkim. So you can complain against this being mentioned by the person also. I mean, it doesn't make sense. In other words, Atz means Chamei of the story. But Atz only is something King Gobo. He's become Omolei. So it's what you said to Rabbi Yehuda Zakai. No, that doesn't chance. With the Chibosom Hitimosom. Shall Yase Odom Atz only is only being in Tabas. That we understand very well. You are Rohe, and we agree with that Rohe. That the Pushim said. With that Rohe, we agree. In other words, because if Atz means Yehichan Kibbol, it doesn't mean that Yehichan Kibbol, but of any human being, would not be Mitame, so many a person would be induced to use bones as a raw material for making all kinds of implements, tools, spoons, bones. It would be a good source. Atz Atzom Sodom would be a good source. For spoons, for forks, for all kinds of tools, or vessels, and so on. So in other words, so it has to be mitame, because if it will not be mitame, then it will be abused, and many a person will be induced to make spoons out of that something of Yechadimah. With the person of the Muslim, so he has all that something of the being in Tabadis, on our way. אף כסבי הקדש מפחיבוס המתומוס בספרי הומרס שאין רחמיבים אין ניתן לזה בית so it is said to be able to tell so כסבי הקדש do because it is said to say if כסבי הקדש would not be ניתן לזה בית so many a Jew would be induced to make mess out of the parchment of כסבי הקדש after all, parchment is not a something that you can get it everywhere. So, but Kisra Kiddush, I look at parchment. So, if Kisra Kiddush would not be done by the Bible, so many Jews would be tempted to make nets out of the parchment of the Kisra Kiddush. So Kisra Kiddush had to be done by the Bible. So, in any way, no one would be able to make nets out of Kisra Kiddush. The dessert explains it that way. One second. Only at Kisri Akidesh with Ribosan it was. 1 second. So the dessert is said. And Visifre Muka Shinya Khabibi, who cares for Homer's books? It's every time I say that. Now, let's see what the Rav says. Now the question is that the time is why the Khabibi won Misaki? Is that the time is why the Khabibi won Misaki with Kisri Akidesh with Tamasi Rai? The Mishnah in Zobi mentions the reason is because the Jews were accustomed to store the Torah together with the Kisra Kiddush, and then the Avon were gravitated towards the Torah, so the Meirah, they made havoc of the Kisra Kiddush as well. So it's not to prevent people from making Kisra Kiddush, from converting Kisra Kiddush into mess. Upon which to step and to lie and to sit and so on. So why did Rabbi Yehuda Zakai mention something that is not so? So the Rav says, what Rabbi Yehuda Zakai said was not what he means. But when you deal with that because, so sometimes you say something that is not else. That's what the Rav knows. So he says, the time of the Kiddush will come as your time, Kiddush will be you are sworn with the Pseide, Shahar Bokum Hamtsun Mitzolehu, who you might have seen as a sworn, Kiddush Pashina Mitzolehu. And then, he says, the Rav also says, when Rabbi Yechad Zakai said to Mitzvuki, Vichayim Lomo Apusin of Zut Lubar, Harehe Mimri, Atzmes Chalei Atehu, the Atzmes Yechad Gingon of Meir, Atzmes Yechad Gingon of Meir, so it is also not the parents, because the parents, what kind of a kashi is it? It's a filshah basic. Nechukas. In the first verse, in Lucas, only the Etzem Odom. So the Torah says that the Etzem Odom is the Kamel. So what kind of kasher can there be? The Torah says so. I mean, that the kasher is. But when you deal with looking with that because in those who are not finding it, in the Torah, so then you say certain things and you present certain kashers that from our point of view it's no kasher. And the town that it's looking themselves suggested, and apparently Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai implied that it's a good town, because he said the same thing applies to Kisra Kedesh. So it's also the Vidalcom, but not a little. Not a little. Now, what does the Mishnah want here? I mean, why did the Mishnah tell us the whole discussion? I mean, from Gilastinus it appears that there were so many dialogues between the Zdukim and the Pusim, I mean, for days and weeks and months, because many of the festive days of Gilastinus were enacted as festive days on account of the victory that the Pusim attained over the Zdukim. But the Mishnah doesn't mention all the arguments of the Tzdukim against the Pusim. Why this? Why did the Mishnah mention? I mean, why did the Tzdukim deserve such an excuse? That the Mishnah should mention the argument? I mean, it's a perfect excuse. The answer is, this Mishnah is expressible in certain manner. True, of course, we don't have to bother with the Tzdukim, but if it's Tzdukim, mentions a good kasher on the other hand. So, what difference does it make? Who is the one who mentioned the kasher? An answer has to be given. So it is good, so what? So, but if it's a good kasher, so we have to give an answer. This particular argument of the Tzdukim, never mind the moral integrity of the Tzdukim, that is not an issue. The argument raised by the Tzdukim is a good argument. Why is it dying? Because as Stasis and the horse said, that when you are a Spanish horse, he is one of the three exceptions. That he has no time. Not that he has no time, he has a very good time. Because without the whole Spanish horse, business would be handicapped. So it was so important for the Chachom to be misaking this type of Spanish horse. But still it's going. Hilkas and Moitani as an exception, as an aberration, because all other Takonis do have time. Why? Because there is no time, there is no logic as to how this kingdom operates. So in other words, usually a Takone has to have a time on the Y level and on the high level. So Manish Roshni is an exception. It has no time on the high level. So here, it's looking for his development argument against the Pusim. Of course, who worries about, who thinks about the thoughts of his looking? But it's true, the time that is mentioned in Mishnah of Zofim is a very good time. It's explanatory of the why of the Hakonim. Why were the Hakonim forced to be sacking that Kisra Kedesh contaminated the dying of the temple of Israel? In order to deter the Jews from placing the Torah full together with Zacchaeus, in order to please them, and the why level. But does it appeal to the common sense, the Sefer HaKadosh? I mean, it is shocking. I mean, Kisra Kedesh, I mean, the essence of Yushe. So when a person touches the Kisra Kedesh, the essence of Yushe, he would expect, I mean, he should become holy, imbued with Yushe on the contrary. So his head becomes contaminated. So there is no reason as to the how it works. So what is the answer? So the answer, and according to the Rambam of Noah, the reason that words mentioned is not the appearance. It's not the appearance. But it was only given to Israel. Why not the appearance? The answer is, these are what the Krishna mentioned in connection with Manish Roshan, that usually in a Kodha has to have the reason, not only of the wider, but on how that also applies to the Kodha Snapic Sales. Now the Rambam, he handled the Pierce of Mishnah. So he classifies the Kodha's Kahon. So the Kodha's, let's say, Hilal was the sacrifice, that's the Kodha. But then, Shmiz Lahayus, or Nisa, Shmiz and Shabbos, there, so Amir and Mokhi, that's exactly. In what sense you can use the term Takone in respect to Zeus also, but in a specific sense, so the Rambam says, they are Takones, they are Zeus, and they are Minhom, they are Takone in Oman. So there is a distinction between Takone and the Zeus.